What's up, man?
I'm off the fucking screen again. I'm also muted.
You're not muted!
I'm muted!
You're not muted!
You sure?
Yes!
I just unmuted.
You're not on 2 anymore.
I'm not?
No, yeah, right. You've been on 6 forever.
Oh, well, then I don't know what I'm talking about. You're fucking with the shit, man.
Well, it's... You're moving.
I don't move. I've sat in this same spot
for 2 years now. Graphics on a poster, man!
2 years!
I line it with graphics on a
poster. 2 years, it's too tall.
Now I'm going to remember that it needs to be right on the edge of ha, which is what everyone does when they watch our show. They laugh it up.
No, they go, this show's on again.
Yeah, that's what they do. But we could leave. Oh, the internet stopped working. Oh no.
The overlays are still working, though. That's a surprise. Up. Audio is still streaming, but...
Is that better?
Yeah, you broke it.
Yeah, well, it's better, right? Hey, everybody,
muted?
What's up?
Are we not muted? Did
Taylor?
You mute?
Is your home safe?
Why?
She's got tornadoes.
Oh, no.
She's got tornadoes. Also,
in
I've got a, I got a couple new emotes, man. You want to show them? You want me to see them? Let's see. It's Colby Cigar.
Oh, that's from Vegas.
And then Colby Beak.
Those are great emotes. That beak is a really good hairstyle.
I like those. Those are really good. I like those a lot. Those are some new emotes.
Why'd you make those?
Fresh it up, man. I didn't have enough. Now.
Yeah, that totally. What?
We got
what
Colby.
Do you have to do to
we got
get
Colby
those?
Lick. We got
what do you
Colby.
Have to do to get those emotes? Or is this better Twitch TV?
Yeah, it's better Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better Twitch TV. Yeah. Really, Taylor? That sucks, man. That sucks. That's weird. Tornadoes. North Carolina.
I can't read.
February, dude.
Fucking microphone's in the way. Keep going.
Up?
Down. Right there.
Okay. All right.
Now don't adjust shit.
It sure is, Taylor. Tornadoes in North Carolina.
The earth is fine.
In February. Yeah.
Trump's the president. He got acquitted. We're in the golden age of America.
What is with my head back here? Dude. Look at that.
You got some feathers.
What is that, dude? Mm-hmm. It looks like a rooster is taking roost on the back of my head.
Can I add to it? Or am
I don't
just
think
making
so.
It go away?
I don't know how it's there in the first place. There. Fixed. There. Yeah. I heard some of Colby's communist propaganda on Sunday. We were talking about something. I remember what
oh, yeah,
it was.
Oh, yeah, the woman footballer
yeah,
commercial.
every commercial that came on that was pro-women, him and Britt decided to just scream, I hate women. Women suck. They don't need anything.
Yeah, they do.
So,
they're the fucking worst.
So that was a thing. So I'd just like that to be known. You know, he likes to pass it off on this as like, you know, it's a joke. I'm Chuck Hardwood, but in real life, I think
I have fully become Mr. Hardwood.
He actually hates women.
I am Hardwood right now.
It worries me, Taylor. I think I'm trapped here in a relationship.
I like women.
You like their boobs, and you like their butts.
I don't.
You
like,
don't.
You know what I don't like?
What?
I am perfectly fine with this whole equality thing.
Here we go, Chad. Here we go.
Absolutely. I'm fine with it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not fine
uh-huh.
with them saying they are better than men.
They are better than men.
I mean, they are, but
yeah.
Don't say it.
Why?
Because then it makes me hate you.
Why?
Because fuck you if you're better than me. I'm from Boston. What do you think? You're better than me?
You're not from Boston. You're from Wichita, which makes you, at best, better than people from a suburb of Detroit and worse than everybody else.
I'm just saying, equality fine,
mm-hmm.
inequality bad. That's what you're fighting against. So don't lean the fucking scales the other way. Even though it's probably you know.
Taylor, I think you know my position. I would like to go on record and say the scale can go way the other way. Let women do it.
I mean, it's probably deserved.
I'm tired of men. They suck. What's one good thing a man has ever done besides die on the cross for my sins? Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either, so whatever. But hey, hi, how you doing? Menace, good to see you as well. Colby isn't playing a game? Absolutely not.
I never.
He hasn't played a game in years.
It's been a couple months.
It's definitely been a long time. It's been longer than a couple months.
Since October.
We really stopped in October?
Well, I played scary games.
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look, Taylor, I was very sure that I broke in during our intro and took care of the lies right then and there, made sure everyone knew there were lies, and we took care of it.
We can go back. We can go back to the old way, old schedule.
No. No, I don't want to.
I don't want
to. You don't want to either. You just like making me say I don't want to, so somehow you think it shifts the blame. Taylor knows best.
It's because of you.
What do you mean it's because of me?
There's no blame to be had. It's on you.
Yes, it's my fault.
Yeah.
But you like to make sure that it's not your fault.
Right.
When you won't even update the intro.
I'm not doing that.
Or give me the file and I'll edit the intro.
I don't think you could.
I absolutely could.
I don't think you could.
I absolutely could.
I don't know.
I absolutely could.
You gotta redo all your audio.
Easy. I did it all the first time!
That's true. I don't know where that file is.
Yeah, I also want my Z-Swigs intro. Still waiting. Any day now. Be great. You know? Get some files here.
I thought I gave that back to you.
You never did. No.
Come on.
I've been asking for it since September of 2018. I've been asking for that, so...
I don't think that's accurate.
That is. I debuted it with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man came out, I believe, on September 7th, 2018.
It's been that long.
Which means that I've been waiting to update my intro, which means I've been waiting to get a file from you for a year and a half. Technically, a year and 5 months. Don't want to cut you short here, you know. I'm sure we'll have a year and a half at some point, so.
Oh, yeah. Like in a month?
Yep.
Yeah.
Be like a year and a month. 2 years. 5 years and a month.
5 years in a month?
Yeah.
Since what?
That you'll give me my intro back.
Oh, never.
Yeah. Also, Taylor, it's my fault. I mean, I don't want to do Sunday shows. I like my day off. It's not Colby's fault, but he doesn't necessarily want to do it either, so don't let him bamboozle you like he's over here trying to get me to do it every Sunday when he leaves here on Thursday. I don't hear from him until he's back here on Thursday, so... Yeah. You know, that's how it is. Hey, what's up, Peasy? How you doing, man?
Don't feel bad. No one hears from me at all, ever.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Open your texts. Who have you talked to today? Let me see.
Today?
Today, man. Let me see.
Britt.
I bet there's more. Let me look. There's two right there. What's this one?
This is to switch my AT&T services.
So you're talking to a big corporation, but not your best friend, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Yesterday, what's this one? Who's that? Oh, my God. Oh, it's him.
Yep.
Okay, that's work. Your mother. Two people a day every week. He's literally texts two people every day.
Yeah.
Not including Britt. I'm assuming you text her every day. So those ones where there are two, it's also Britt. So. Mm-hmm. Were you texting Maniche and making fun of me, dude?
Yes.
I knew it, dude. Maniche, he's not going to let you sleep in that building. He's not going to get that building. If he's promising you that, he's lying to you.
I'm never
okay?
getting anything in New York.
No, he's not. Well, he'd get a box or something, probably.
No.
Probably. He'd get some of that. But yeah. Hey, guys. So a lot happened since last week. One, we did a Sunday episode, so I really take back everything I just talked about to Taylor. We did two shows last week.
Oh, we did, didn't
we? Did. We did.
I
we did.
That out.
And you drunk started the show the same way as you sober started the show tonight.
Which was what?
I'm muted, even though you weren't.
Oh.
It's actually pretty funny. I went back to listen because I wanted to see how drunk I sounded because I didn't have much memory of the show, and I was like, oh, God, if I don't remember it, I must have been really drunk.
Yeah, I can't believe we finished that 30-pack.
But then... I also don't remember any show I do. So, you know. But yeah, we did. We drank 13 beers on the day of the Super Bowl. Here, listen to this. Now we're here.
Oh, we're here.
It says, are you sure you... Do you hear how loud you are?
Yeah.
You want to start the stream? Absolutely, I'm sure I want to start the stream, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
Am I muted?
There it is. Right there. It's 10 seconds in. But now I unmuted you.
I'm muted!
I don't...
You son of a bitch!
I'm going to be honest, Okay, now
that's the exact same thing.
Yeah, now listen, I in my 13 13 Miller Lite brain go, I don't know if I could count to six. That's what I say next. I'm so
number
drunk.
Number two was muted.
And you yell number two was muted. Even though a month ago we changed it from two to six.
Yep.
You know how to count to
six. You're the worst.
That's what's happening. I'm so drunk I forgot how to count to six.
You didn't even notice.
Which one's unmuted then? See, now I'm like, if six was muted, then which one did I unmute? Because I know for sure I unmuted a channel, and then you say, I definitely pushed an unmute button. I don't know which one I pushed.
Number six or something.
But I definitely
shit.
Did. And then you claim that I pushed number six like an idiot when that was the correct one to push. There's not even a cord plugged into number two. It's completely.
I can't see cords from here.
You lean in and do it. But that's also how you started this show.
Yeah.
Same exact way. Am I muted? Oh, I'm muted, number two, Dirt.
It's because I turned the gain down.
Yeah, so you have better mic technique.
And I forget about it every
yes.
time.
Yeah, you missed it, Taylor. I think it wasn't very long. If I remember correctly,
it's
about
19 minutes.
About 10 minutes in, Chris comes in and Colby leaves. And then me and Chris talk for like 20 minutes. And then you're like right here in the middle. And then and Britt is just out there being angry. And so I think you go out there to see why she's angry. And then you come in here and you make me turn it off. I think that's what happened.
I don't even want to re-listen to it.
I think you shouldn't. It's probably not good. You want to let's click like here. Let's click 15 minutes in. Let's just see it. 2 hours! It took
I'm going to go see what this chick.
Yeah, there you go. You're off to see Britt.
Britt's still alive because she might be dead.
Hey, Menace. Hey, Riddy. Hey. Hi.
That's
hey, April.
On my left.
Hi. How you doing? It's good to see you.
I was there for 15 minutes.
Oh, no. I just hear Colby yelling in the other room. We've drank 13
Miller
Lights.
Well, he tried to get her to join.
We drank 13. That's 10 and then 3 more. Each. This video, it is available. It is available. I don't think Twitch, tore it down, although they probably should have. It'd probably be a good idea to rip that thing from the earth. So I didn't highlight it, but it is there. I guess I could put it up on the SouthernColby.com episode 219, but it's there in our videos. So, you know, I believe I showed my nipple on that. I believe I showed my nipple in that show.
I don't remember anything from that show.
I think I showed my nipple.
When did I leave your
I very
house?
Clearly remember pulling down my shirt.
Do you remember?
And showing my nipple. I think it was right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was right after that. I remember Britt got very mad that we did a show. And so, like, you went out there and it was kind of weird, and so you just kind of left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that, so.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun when we got home. It was a lot more fun.
Are you like, oh, that was sarcasm. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant you had like circus sex or something, and it was great.
No.
Oh. Well, I mean, the Chiefs did win the Super Bowl, and she was probably very angry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although we were very happy. Mm-hmm. We don't even care, and we were both happy about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was most excited about Cameron burning down the city, and because he lives
Nothing happened.
In Kansas City.
The dude ran over a fucking barricade.
What about this, man? I got this video right here. You tell me nothing happened after watching this right here, dude. You tell me nothing happened. You got this Chiefs fan. He's wearing a Mahomes jersey. He's out here. He's got a rag. What's he doing with his rag? Oh, he's going to light it on fire. He's trying. Rags, they're fire retardant. They don't want to light on fire. Okay? You may ask yourself, why not use some type of accelerant on this rag? You know, well, one answer is alcohol. Two is, why use any type of flame accelerant when you've doused your sofa in it?
His feet were on fire.
What about that, man? What about that? You tell me that's not cool? You tell me that's not cool? Look at that flaming couch, dude. Look at that thing. You tell me that's not awesome?
His intention of lighting the rag instead of just the couch was so he could probably throw it from a distance explode in his face.
And he stood right next to the couch and just like, dropped it casually.
It took too long. See, I get drunk.
Yes.
And oftentimes don't remember what happened.
Yes.
I don't get light a couch on fire drunk.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would try to light a couch on fire drunk.
I mean, it sounds super fun if you have the situation to do so, but we don't have that.
Why not?
Because I'm not lighting your couch in your apartment on fire.
No, we got to find an old couch.
There could be a bum sleeping inside. I don't know.
I don't care about that bum.
We would escalate from vandalism to murder, so I don't...
How are they going to know we did it?
Cameras.
Where?
Geolocating our phones, GPS.
They're going to geolocate every phone in America to see who is near that
vicinity. Couch? Yeah, I'm sure that's a fucking thing.
I don't think that's a thing, man.
I think that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
It's not. They do not just
You'd be
sweep.
A terrible murderer.
I would not. I could absolutely get away with murder because it would be random and someone I don't know.
Still.
No one would ever catch me, man. How would they do it?
No, you would have to go old school.
What do you mean?
Couldn't have any tech on you.
Okay.
Couldn't drive your car.
Okay.
That's about it.
You just gotta walk, dude. Walk somewhere. Stab them. Walk away.
Where are you going to find a random person to stab that's not going to try and...
There are 7 billion people on Earth, man. I'm sure I'll find somebody.
I'd love to see you try.
I do not want to stab somebody. Please don't say that you would love to see me try.
Please
okay?
don't stab me.
You'll taunt the police because you got away with it? Menace, I absolutely would not. For all you know, I've murdered a dozen people right now, and I keep it to myself.
It's really bad for you if you actually have murdered...
Why? I haven't been caught.
You got a confession on camera now.
No, I said you don't know. The BTK guy lived about 2 blocks away from my childhood home, Peasy. That is not a joke. Okay?
Did your family know him?
No.
No?
No, but like, I think my sister, it was one of my siblings, had like a teacher who was in class with his goddaughter.
Hmm.
So that was kind of weird.
Complete.
Well, Taylor, how would you like for me to kill someone? I can't do it with a gun. They got ballistics, right? Like, you could trace a bullet back to a specific gun. So I can't do that. What about some type of old-fashioned Roman spear?
Yeah, javelin.
That I, like, throw from a distance, mm-hmm. as long as I wear a glove.
Yeah.
You know? You know, no one's gonna see that coming.
I don't think you're getting out of that one.
What about this?
Trident?
Perfect crime.
Trident.
Me and you
mm-hmm.
rent a plane. Because we won't rat on each other, okay? Because snitches get stitches, okay?
Okay, one, all right. You already have a problem right there.
We don't know how to fly a plane. I know.
Well, no, that.
Okay.
And also, we can't afford one.
Well, yes, there's a lot of problems. But let's just say, I mean, we also don't really want to murder anybody. These are all hypotheticals.
Speak for yourself.
We're just trying out... A hypothetical situation of how to hypothesize the perfect crime. People do this all the time. Criminal Minds, NCIS, all these shows. You know, the writers just sit around trying to figure out a perfect crime.
Yes.
Okay? We get a plane. We fly the plane over India because it's got a population density really high. Okay? Got a spear. Throw the spear down to a random populace. It'll probably hit someone and murder them.
All right. One, we're not getting caught because we're in India. So it's not going to matter.
That's the perfect crime. And we're in a plane.
Is that racist? I feel like that's racist in a way.
I don't know. I assume India's... I assume everywhere that isn't America has a melting infrastructure, which is ironic because America has a melting infrastructure.
All I know about
Why
India,
is that a terrible idea? Taylor says poison.
No. That's
worse. Okay.
Nietzsche's is the best.
Yeah, but that's so stereotypical now, dude. Yeah, I don't want to be a cliche murderer, use an icicle and the weapon. Like, you use ice bullets, you know? I've heard that before. No, dude, no. I think really the best way. Here, hear me out.
How would you use ice bullets?
Dude, there's cliche killer. You kill everyone in cliche ways, dude. That'd be great, actually. Oh, my God, dude. That'd be awesome. But I don't know. There's been TV shows about ice bullets. I don't think it's real.
No.
Like, you can't make them. That's not how
the
bullets work.
The thing would melt from the explosion.
Yes, I think people who think ice bullets would work think that guns work with, like, a lever that push the bullet really fast.
Mm.
They don't think they understand that there's some type of combustion,
mm-hmm.
which is what propels
Fire
it.
And
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Explosive gases.
But, okay, answer me this, brother. Do you think... In your mind, in this weird world we're living in right now of hypothetical murder, okay? Do you think that it would be more difficult for us to come up with a poison that would murder somebody than it would be for us to get a plane? Because I think it would be harder for us to get a poison than it would for us to get a plague.
Are you talking about like an untraceable poison?
I mean, we can't be traced to us.
Rat poison.
I don't think people die from that anymore, man. It's got to be something that doesn't have a cure. You got to get that ricin or something, whatever, like they used to break
lie.
Back.
Get some lie and just throw it on a person. They'll die.
I don't think that works, dude.
That eats your shit up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's how you dissolve bodies.
Listen, if you hide the body well enough, it doesn't matter what weapon you use. But then people file missing persons reports, and then they can trace you back to where the person was, and they'll eventually find the murder scene, and then you got your DNA all over the place. It's got to be a drive-by killing. Not actually physically driving by, but like a quick one. Because the only way to do the perfect murder is random, because then you're not associated with the victim, and to be in the spot for as less amount of time as possible, and if it's random, you have no motive. It's literally impossible to place. If I murdered Tony Poops a Lot, you know, over there, like, no one knows that I know him.
It's harder to connect, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't like murder.
I mean, a lot of people like murder. Taylor loves murder. Her and Chris were going to do a podcast all about murder, and then they didn't.
I mean, it's interesting to look at people who do it, but I don't want to do it.
Did you watch that Don't F with Cats, man?
Yeah.
You did, right? Did we talk about that on this show? I can't remember if we talked about that on this show.
I don't think. No.
Actually, I think we talked about it on our drunk show.
No.
I think we did.
No, we didn't.
I think we did.
No, it was last Thursday.
How much you want to bet?
After the show. It was last Thursday after the show.
You might be right about that.
I know.
It's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with that John Green guy. Obsessed with him.
Did you look up his username?
Yeah. I can't find him anywhere, dude.
He's on Facebook.
He's not, but that's an anonymous thing.
Well, yeah, but
I can't find him. He's in the CIA.
I mean, probably.
I want to be in the CIA so bad, dude.
That's a lot of work.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a lot of work to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like if I'm soulless enough, I should be able to just get in on that.
No.
Like, if I can John Green it and just watch some dude being stabbed 10 times on YouTube and be like, wow, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should be in the CIA because of that, dude. That's enough. They need those analysts to watch those horrific videos and feel nothing. They need those people.
I mean, yeah.
Me and Rennie
but
were the
probably,
only people who could do it.
They probably pull from people that have seen it, like, in real life or
dude,
some shit.
Dude, if you haven't seen Matthew Naked, you haven't seen true horror. Taylor, you would not look at that picture I have of Matthew. You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
No.
Rennie and I, we studied it. Rennie requested another photo.
Well, yeah. I mean, also, all y'all are talking about just seeing it. You're not even thinking about smell and, like, just
you know I've
being
been in
you
know
room.
I've been in the room with him naked before, right?
Not that. I just meant dead people.
Dead people? Who cares about dead people? Also, the NSA don't leave their house.
I just watched a video today about this fucking crazy Charles Manson-esque person who just lived in a home and let whatever happen in his home. So people would just piss on the carpets.
Oh, it's a no rules type of situation.
Murder whoever they wanted in there. He had a dishwasher full of weapons.
Why? That's not where you put
those. No, I said that correctly. A dishwasher
full
of
weapons.
That's
not where you put those.
I don't know.
Well, are we talking firearms or are we talking, like, swords?
I don't know.
Because there's a large difference.
I honestly don't know.
Hey, honey, can you get me the big plate? It's next to my scimitar.
Yeah. No, like, crime scene investigators.
Yeah,
who see
rust
this
them.
Shit. All the time, walked into this one room of this house and had to go put fucking biohazard wear on.
Yeah, man. No, I'd just be in there.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could not handle the smell.
I could.
You would be inhaling human feces, semen, blood, flesh, bacteria. You'd probably die from walking in that room.
Good.
That'd be a slow death, though. That's not what you want. You want a pain? You want a painful death? I can give that to you.
No, I don't
talk about this
I don't
whole
want
murder
it.
Shit all you want.
I don't want it from you.
I can torture you a little
I don't
bit
want it from
it
you because I don't give you satisfaction. And I don't feel much, but I do feel like I don't want you to have joy. So make sure I don't get that. Did you see that Taylor said she wanted to be a mortician, by the way? Mm-mm. I didn't know that about her. Yes, Taylor, you could torture me anytime you want, baby. Is it on the screen?
The camera is higher than it used to be. Because it used to be right on your face. Yes, it's on the fucking screen.
Can she see my eyebrows?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't even know how we got on this fucking topic. How did we get to talking about murder?
I'm going to say this with no irony whatsoever, and I'm inferring nothing whatsoever, but the last thing I remember talking about is your girlfriend. And then murder. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think that's the connection, but...
That's all I'm saying. We know a lot. We have a lot of videos today. We got a lot of like movie trailers from the Super Bowl. I don't know if we want to rewatch any of those. I also have a list of every commercial that aired at the Super Bowl if you want to talk about those. We could also skip everything and just talk about your weekend, and then we could end. I do want to watch the Saw trailer, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Oh, you want to watch that now?
Sure.
I do want to watch this. Chris Rock is in it. Spoiler alert. Okay. Is it a requirement that if you're going to put a black man in a movie, you got to immediately hip-hop it up?
I was going to say, is it a requirement for every Saw movie to have some stupid yellow color grading?
Because that's it's all
every
horror movies,
fucking
right?
Saw movie. Every single one.
What do you got there?
Oh, it's just my wife, Emma. This is my son, Charlie.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
While it lasts?
Nothing happier than the wife of a new detective.
Emma's cool, man. She's different. You don't know my wife.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays. It ain't worth 3 Saturday nights.
How much money you got? A lot. How
what?
Many problems you got? A lot.
Can you explain that advice to me?
What
you can give
what
a woman
saying?
600 Tuesdays.
But it doesn't equal 3 Saturday nights or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's
like
what he said.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems?
Tuesday. 600.
For you know my wife.
You give a woman 600 Tuesdays. It ain't worth 3 Saturday nights.
Okay, so what's that mean?
Like, to her, it's not worth 3 Saturday nights?
Or are they saying that Saturdays for them? I don't understand the... Like, Mena says weekends are valuable, but I don't understand to who. Is he saying that they can no longer go out on Saturdays because he's got to be with his woman on Saturdays?
Or is he saying that he can't be with his woman on Saturdays because he's doing his job?
Maybe.
Because I'm assuming if murder happens, it's not happening on a Tuesday. It's happening
Menace
on the weekend.
Menace is saying, no, going out on Tuesday doesn't compare to a Saturday night. Well, I don't understand why there can't be both. Why can't he go out on a Tuesday and a Saturday?
I mean, some people don't have normal weekends, so their Wednesday could be their Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, a day is what you make it, right?
Yeah.
They serve burgers on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Correct.
Okay. You can buy alcohol on both of those days.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't understand his advice.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, let's just move on, because I'm going to be stuck on this probably all day.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people have doubted a lot?
All available units. Officer down.
How many credit you flop?
Detective Banks en route.
Is this the whole movie?
Menace, can I ask you another question? Because it takes place in New York, and you're a resident New Yorker. Have you ever seen a cop drive around in a 57 Camaro?
They wasted 30 seconds of these dudes just being in a car.
Well, they got to show that they're regular dudes, so when they're tortured, you feel for them, you know? Because they're about to get sawed up, right?
I don't think it's Saw. It's in the Saw universe, but
It's a chapter of the Saw book or something.
Whoever did this has another motive.
I'll give it. The Saw movie franchise is a sick soundtrack.
This shit's gonna go sideways fast. Someone's out there pulling all the strings.
You want to play games, motherfucker?
Yeah, from the Book of Saw, yeah.
This So okay. Is okay. Chris Rock just a big fan of the Saw movies?
He's gotta be,
sad
right?
That they're gone?
He's gotta be.
Because he produced
Dude,
it?
Dude, you know what? I would love if people did more stuff like that. People who are fans and rich, just be like, I want more of those. I've got $1 million. Let's make it. And I'm going to get Samuel L. Jackson to come in and say MF-er in my trailer. It's going to be great.
You want to play a game, motherfucker?
That's all I want from Sam Jackson, is him to yell that. That's all I want. Hey, everybody, what's up, dude?
God, that soundtrack, though.
Is that from Saw?
Yeah.
See, I've never seen a Saw movie.
Yeah.
I hate that I have to say Seesaw every time I'm talking about this movie.
I haven't seen Saw yet.
I haven't seen Saw.
You want to go Seesaw?
You want to go Seesaw?
I do, actually.
You want to go see Saw with me?
Park and see Saw.
Let's go to the movie theater and see Saw. I hate that. I really hate it. And I know that it probably doesn't bother anyone else, but it really bothers me. But wait, how many Saws are there? But it says only one to three?
There's six or
six?
Yeah.
Can you give me a plot description of Saw? Like, what is it? And where does this movie take place in the universe? But it says there's eight.
There's eight.
There's
no, there was eight.
Jesus.
So, Saw.
Okay.
Is about a guy.
Okay. Is he the one that rides a tricycle?
No.
Okay.
Because that's technically, I believe, a robot.
Okay. Okay, it's about a guy named Jigsaw.
I don't know his
okay.
real name, but yes, Jigsaw is the man's name.
Okay.
He finds people who do bad things.
Okay.
And deserve punishment.
Okay.
And so it's like half BDSM.
Okay.
Half murder.
Okay.
And so basically what
Wait,
he
is
does,
there sex
Jigsaw,
involved?
It's a puzzle. All of his murders are a puzzle. There's a way to solve it to be able to get out of it and not die, but if you don't solve it, you die.
Okay.
That's the basic plot.
So it's like an escape room.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to saw off your hand?
That was the first one.
Is there a key buried in someone's arm?
Yes, there were two dudes chained
Didn't I say
to
trike?
Pipes.
I said dude on a trike, right?
Yeah.
Apparently I didn't. Chat saying
there's two dudes chained to pipes in like an old bathroom in some abandoned place.
Okay.
And there's a dead body in the middle of the floor, and there's like a voice recorder. Yeah, it's basically an escape room.
Okay.
Exactly that. It's basically a fucking, maybe that's where the idea of escape rooms came from.
That's
like
horrifying,
really
but
cool,
okay.
Except for the murder. Let's just do that, except without the murders.
Okay.
But then there's another chick who has basically what it's called.
Would you rather be in the Saw escape room or the one you did at Laser Quest?
The Saw one. There's this thing called a reverse bear trap.
Okay.
So it's like it's a helmet.
A
that
bear
you
releaser?
Wear, but it's got like claws, okay, that go in your mouth.
Oh.
And are closed
okay.
with a timer on the back. And you have to get the key to unlock the timer before it just opens your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I spring it and just get it over with?
No, I think you have to wait the time.
I would just...
Yeah.
I try to make it as uncomfortable as possible for the guy watching. Like, I'd bend over and spread him and put four
yeah,
fingers in there.
Because he's watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make him release me.
Well, spoiler alert for the first Saw, if anybody hadn't seen it. The dead body in the room of the place where the two dudes are chained up in the bathroom in the basement of some place. The dead body in the room is not dead. It's Jigsaw. He's been there the entire time.
No one, like, poked him or anything?
Mm-mm. Well, there's a whole bunch of blood on the floor, so they assume, like, he's dead.
See, that's why you need a person like me in there.
I don't know how they didn't notice him breathing.
Because I'd flip him over and be like, I want to know what he's packing. Like, every time I would check.
Be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, stop that. I thought you were dead. And he's like, no, I'm Jigsaw. You get out. And then he just flamethrowers the rest of the people, you know?
Yeah, they're gory.
Okay.
They are very...
That was the beginning of, like...
Like, disgustingly creative about how they murder
Oh, they
people.
Couldn't reach it because he was chained. Okay, thank you, Menace. I'm glad he's here. He's actually telling me thing.
I told you thing.
You didn't tell me that. You just said they didn't want to touch it because it was icky. Menace says they physically couldn't touch it.
Well, they could with their foot. They could with their foot.
That's not what Menace is saying. Pro Xbox, did you see my nipple? Yes or no? So this is, but we saw where the movies that kicked off the torture porn thing, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like, right on, it's either the one that started it or the, like, right in the wave of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be more torture porn, you think?
I don't know. That's my question, is I don't
Thanks,
think
bro.
It is. Because that's why they stopped making Saws, is because Like, people were tired of watching the torture porn.
Well, don't you think that, like, there's, I feel like there's movies like Seven that are just horrifically violent, but then, like, it's only for, like, 5 minutes out of the runtime.
Yeah.
And I think that that's more impactful than just the entire movie.
My guess is it's going to be more cynic, because there's a detective that overarcs, I think, like, maybe four of the movies.
Okay.
And you rarely see him. It's mainly the torture porn.
Yeah, I don't like that type of horror.
This looks more like
video.
And I mean, all the actors in it are B movie people.
Well, sure.
Except for maybe a cameo.
So, did they ever catch Jigsaw?
He died in the third one.
But there's eight.
Yeah.
So what happened to the other five?
He's fucking Darth Sidious, man. He's got fucking contingency plans upon contingency plans.
So then, where is this movie gonna fall into the?
Well, he also, like, trained some people.
Oh, of course he did. Okay.
Like, in the second one, third one, I can't remember. But one of them, one of the chicks that he put in that reverse bear trap got out. And then she, like, became hooked.
Don't you feel like...
was his disciple. Yeah, he had disciples.
I love that movies do that all the time. Like, cult leaders or killers or whatever. They're always like, they go to youth camps where children are fed badly and they turn their brains into mush and they become killers. And I'm like, that's not how real life works. Like, you know how hard it would be for you to, like, get a threesome and yet these people are over here getting reverse bear traps on people and convincing them that that's okay? Like, I feel like...
you gotta find that. Well,
I feel like it's not that easy to recruit for, you know?
I feel like if you go to the right place and you don't have any standards, I feel like you can get a threesome pretty easily.
I don't know, man.
Pretty easy.
But you gotta have standards for a killer, too.
But, I mean, he's also not just doing it. Like, he's helping them live. Like, she didn't have a normal... she didn't go to Subway to work after she just got done.
Well, then that's unrealistic,
people.
Too. Like, how she pay her rent?
He funded...
how does he pay her rent?
No, he has cancer, too, which is why he dies. He dies of cancer.
Yeah, Taylor, you know how hard that is?
And I believe
that's not
he
easy
was,
to
like,
do.
A teacher?
And the movies are like, it's so easy to find someone like that, you know? I just don't buy it in movies. That's just something.
Go to Broadway Street, man. I feel like you'll get a threesome real quick.
Dude, if I wanted a threesome, I could get one because I'm famous.
Yep.
I almost said it without laughing. So I don't know, Taylor. It's just weird, man. Okay. Dumb people, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb people running groups. I could probably get Matthew. You know, now that I think about it, back in the day, I could probably convince Matthew to join me in some type of torture cult.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're right. I probably could have.
You poured a drink on him for the internet's entertainment, and he
didn't. Well, we did torture him. Wait, did I involve you in my torture cult of Matthew?
Yeah.
I think I did.
Yeah. I was already torturing people myself.
No regrets. You actually may have included me in the torture. You shot Matthew in his face.
I did. I've stepped on Colton's nuts several times.
You shot him in the foot with an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Well, I don't want to lower my standards, okay?
I threw Pinella's shoe into a ditch.
Was there water or anything in it?
It was muddy, and I made him go get it.
Oh, he doesn't hate me, Taylor. He loves me. Oh, maybe you mean Colby. He doesn't hate Colby for that reason. He hates Colby because I like Colby more than Matthew. That's why. That's why. He hates him for a petty jealousy. That's what's going on. So,
I mean...
you're not helping your case here.
I can't blame him.
You can't?
No, he's shit.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not friends with him.
No, you're not. But not
and
by your choice.
For that is because I don't want to be friends with that.
Don't click
person.
That link, chat. Don't do it. Don't click it. Don't click it. All right, man, can we talk about trailers? Can we do some trailers?
Let's do them.
Okay, so this one is the one that caught me by surprise the most. This one right here, man. We got the Captain Marvel.
Boom.
Or, sorry, the Captain Falcon. Winter Soldier. Like, Zemo's back, dude.
Pause this shit.
We actually did this exact thing, by the way, on Sunday.
I know.
Okay.
How the fuck can Falcon be Captain America?
What do you mean? Look at him, dude.
Like, the reason that Cap's able to throw that shield...
He's throwing that shield, man.
The only reason Cap's able to do it is because he's fucking superhuman. Falcon's just a dude who got tired from running a little bit.
Dude. Baby, he's jacked now, dude. I mean, do you want a little bit of spoilers? It's not really a spoiler, but it's kind of a spoiler.
I don't care.
There are set photos of another person wearing Captain America's uniform.
I did see an article about that.
So the hypothesis is that he's not good enough to be Captain America, according to the government or the Sokovia Accords or whoever else.
It would make sense.
And so they take it away and give it to somebody else. Uh-huh. And then that's what the show is mostly going to be about.
Huh.
And then it's going to be about Bucky doing whatever Bucky does. But, I mean, he's here with Zemo, so...
Bucky should be the fucking one.
The Bucky didn't want it. Bucky doesn't
like
want it, man.
That shield pretty good enough to fly into a fucking tree.
Look at him, dude. Look at Zemo right there. You see him? Look at him.
Why is he pouring out bullets?
I don't know, dude, but Zemo seems real upset.
Wanda.
I just love that they're movie people on TV.
Vision residents.
Oh, there was actually a shot of it right there, wasn't it? That's the fake Captain America. Right there. That's the fake Captain America running onto a football field.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's definitely the angle they're going to go with.
Do you think this is going to tie into the game at all?
He white.
He is white.
No, absolutely not.
No?
I don't think it'll have anything to do with the video game.
Like, maybe it's an Avengers Day and some shit happens.
Definitely not.
This is the beginning of Avengers Day.
That might be, but it has nothing to do with the video game.
I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
I mean, that's pretty cool, man.
That's on his shirt, bro.
Just some weird logo. What about this, man? Looks like they're outside Hawkeye's house, right? And he's got his Endgame arm on. Let me hire a camera here. He got his Wakanda arm on. See that?
Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have an arm.
I don't know. Does it weird you out at all to see it on TV?
No.
I think it's really
No. It's basically it's going to be 8 episodes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big movie. Yeah, I get that, but
it's like a 4-hour-long movie.
I don't know, man. Nothing's ever happened like this before. We're like. Movies have come over to TV.
Fucking Superman is starring in The Witcher. It's happened before.
No, that's different. They
don't
make...
it's happened before.
No, it hasn't.
It's happened before.
Name one thing.
Star Wars Christmas special.
That is not the same caliber of the movies. It was all Ewoks.
Luke Skywalker was there.
Was he?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
It's not the same. Give me another
it's
one.
It's the same.
Give me another one. You can't do it because it doesn't exist.
Superman?
Superman is not a thing!
Yeah, no. The guy who played Superman before Henry Cavill. I forget his name.
Are you talking about Christopher Reeve?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure they did TV, then they did movies.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the one
Brandon
right,
Routh?
Yeah, him. He did Superman the movie.
Okay.
And then he went to the CW and started to star in all the Arrow shit as not Superman, but then they had a crossover Earth.
That's not the same thing.
They had a crossover Earth episode where he was fucking Superman.
That's not the same thing.
Same thing.
Was it the same caliber of quality as a Superman movie? Was it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not. You're lying.
No. Listen.
I don't know why you're hating on this. You like Marvel.
Listen. When that Superman movie came out, that was probably like, what, 2006 or 2007?
I have no idea.
Something like that. Those effects from the movies back then are now on TV today. And so,
disagree.
pretty same caliber.
I think the CW's in the 80s still.
Pretty same caliber.
No.
No, you should, have you seen the behind the sets, behind the set, like,
of
what
CW?
They actually do when they're acting? Like, the Flash.
Yeah.
He's
well,
just
not the Flash.
He's just there going like this in real life, and then
there's
they
nothing.
Edit CGI.
Yeah, they don't
and then
really
Supergirl's
do
there, and she just jumps in the air and then immediately falls back down because gravity.
Yes, dude. She doesn't actually have the power of flight in
it's
real life.
So
yes,
funny how bad
that is
it
accurate.
Looks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know why you're not more excited about that. You're such a hater.
I don't care.
Do you want to watch the Black Widow spot
don't
again?
Don't care.
Okay, we'll skip that one. Do you want to watch the James
don't
Bond one again?
Care.
You don't get a choice. We're watching the James Bond one.
God.
Have you ever
seen
one of these things before?
Nope.
Not bad. This is
gonna be... Dude, it's going to be so good, dude. I'm ready. My body's ready, dude.
When her secret finds its way out, it'll be the death
of you. This is everything. God damn it! God damn it, I hate trailers! Oh, I hate fucking trailers.
This is his last, yeah, this is his last.
Look, change everything.
Come on, man, that looks great.
Oh, everything.
Come on, man, that looks great!
Up is now down.
Looks great!
The sky is purple.
Looks great!
The fucking... Oh, God.
It's great! It looks great, dude. I'm hyped for that. Do you know Spectre came out for the 50th anniversary of Bond, and it's almost the 60th anniversary? That's how long it's been since that turd.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how long it's been. You know, and I recently rewatched all the Craig Bonds, and all of them are really good. Spectre even has its moments. It's just too long. They should have cut about 40% of that movie, and it would have been really good.
When he's snowing down a mountain on a
fucking plane.
That
could have been a part that they cut. They had no need for that. They also didn't have the need of him, like, having dinner in the desert for 30 minutes or having that car chase where he's been chased by Drax, who doesn't have any lines in the movies, and dies. There's just no reason for it. It could have cut a lot of that, and it would have been a lot better. But the movie has its moments.
I want to rewatch Skyfall really bad.
Skyfall is still incredible.
Yeah.
And if you watch Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace back-to-back, they're really good, too. Casino Royale is good by itself. Quantum of Solace really needs Casino Royale to be fresh in your mind for you to enjoy Quantum of Solace. Because you just don't have any idea what's happening in that movie. Because it's literally a direct sequel.
Well, yeah, I don't really remember, like, any set piece from it other than the fucking final, like,
yeah, it's,
stage
it's,
in the desert.
You know, there's honestly not a lot of set pieces in those movies, and that's why I think they're better. And then Spectre comes and just...
Well, Skyfall had a few.
They have usually have one in the end, one in the beginning, and, like, one in the middle. And that's usually it. Spectre was like, every other scene is something outrageously action-packed. And it's just, it's unnecessary.
This is going to be the exact same.
It might be, but it's hard to tell, dude.
Who's directing? Do we know?
Yeah, Cary Fukunaga Wajamadama. The guy who did a lot of the directing of the first season of True Detective. And he did this movie called Beast of No Nation, which people think is incredible. Mm. He has a pedigree of making great films. But... Same guy who did Spectre did your 1917, so you tell me, man.
No, he did Skyfall.
And Spectre.
He did Spectre?
He did both, yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he fucking did.
Yes, he did.
No, look it up. He didn't do that.
You want to make a bet?
No.
Come on, man. I'm going to win.
What's his name? Sam Mendes?
That's correct. He is married to Kate Winslet. Sam Mendes. Spectre director right there. That rhymes, by the way. Spectre director.
He directed what?
It's him, dude. Sam Mendes.
Oh, Spectre director.
He's a Spectre director, dude. He has directed American Beauty, Road to Perdition, Jarhead, Revolutionary Road, Away We Go, Skyfall, Spectre, and 1917.
Oh, he did Jarhead?
He did do Jarhead.
My whole world just exploded.
Why?
Okay, so me and Britt went to go see 1917, right?
Right.
And then immediately after that, I was talking to her about the war movies and things like that. And
uh-huh.
There's two genres of war movies.
Well, you stole this from me.
There's either...
Did you give me credit?
No. There's either a black... We talked about it on the fucking show.
Yeah, I came up with this.
No, you didn't.
I said it.
No, I said there's a Black Hawk Down, and then there's a Jarhead.
This is what exactly... You're just quoting me, and you're saying you did it.
No, I'm not. I came up with this solely by myself.
I don't care.
I hate you.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to rip your tits off.
I said it don't matter. It's yours. You came up with it. Tell me about your theory of war movies.
Well, it's either one's really action-packed, or one's really, you know, like, more mind, about the mind of in war.
That's actually not what I said, so you could...
And I said it was in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a little bit about the mind, but it also had action.
Uh-huh. Now, my theory was it's either a rescue mission, or it's about a hero, a singular hero who saved a bunch of people.
Yeah, we talked about this. We talked about this when we were talking about 1917.
Yes, on Thursday show.
I've already seen it. So I had already stated my facts before you said it.
There's no proof of that.
Absolutely. I said this immediately following the movie.
I wasn't
lying. I hate you. I knew I said it first.
Britt, confirm.
Fuck you.
Look, she didn't do it.
Fuck you.
That's fine, man. You can have it. Your theory's stupid and mine's good, so it's fine. You can keep your theory. It's fine. It's fine. Point is that he did both. And I was right about that, for sure.
That's sad.
Yeah. Because really...
Go to Skyfall.
Okay.
Go to cinematography.
Roger Deakins.
That would be it.
Okay.
Scroll down.
Okay. You want to see what he's done?
I want to see if he did Spectre.
He did. No, he did not do Spectre.
That's your
he
problem.
Did Prisoners, Unbroken, Sicario, Hail problem. Caesar, Blade Runner. So now he does the movies with that Denis Villeneuve person. And he did do 1917. He did.
I mean, that's your problem.
Isn't he the Coen guy? He's also the Coen guy. Yeah, No Country for Old Men, Serious Man, True Grit, Lady Killers. Yeah, he does all the Coen movies.
Yeah, no, he's a good cinematographer.
Yeah, he's good, yeah. No, he's excellent. Mm-hmm. He's probably the best.
Yeah.
He's probably the best. And, of course, he's frickin' British. Because they steal them all.
Yep.
Do you ever think our lives would be better if we were British?
Oh, absolutely. I want to move to Britain.
Okay. I don't know a lot about Britain. I don't think there's any Brits in our chat right now because the show's too late for the British audience, but I feel like there's two types of Brits. They're either super, super smart or you're super, super dumb. I don't think there's any in between. You think they're just regular Britons?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Yep. Just like any other facet of life.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've seen any regular Britons.
It's because they're under the radar. Do you think any regular Britons have seen you? No.
Yeah, man.
Sam, what do you think he is?
Whoa, bottom of the barrel.
Really?
He likes this show.
He's dumb? Calling our listeners dumb, huh?
Do you have proof otherwise?
No.
Okay.
I mean, one of them's got to finish college, right?
I think...
Right.
Beer Money's got a degree, I'm sure. I think Peasy has a degree, too, I'm sure. Menace doesn't. Well, he has associates, but that's not really. That doesn't really count.
I have associates.
You have an associate's degree?
God, no.
I think so. Like, why'd you just
give me a little time? I do, but not an.
Well, that's not
degree.
How degrees work,
I
dude.
I don't care. It's basically the same thing.
That's not how degrees
it's
work.
Basically the same thing.
You want to watch Top Gun one? You want to watch the Mulan one? You want to watch The Invisible Man? Do you want to watch? That's it. Here's a list of all of the ads. We got Procter & Gamble, Presidente Beer.
I don't... Why?
Progressive Insurance.
Why'd you pick this?
I'm just saying, these are all the ads.
Who cares?
Are there any of them that are good? Like the Mountain Dew one, or... Cheetos with MC Hammer? You know, anything stand out to you? The Michelob Ultra one?
The only one that I heard anything about was the fucking Sam Elliott one.
Which one was that?
I can't remember. It was the Old Town Road. I can't remember what it was for.
Oh, that was, God. I don't want to look. Hold on. What was that for? I said don't look. We're trying to think of it. They spent millions of dollars. We should remember what it was for.
I don't remember what it was for.
You know what? Let's just guess. I'm going to guess Doritos. What are you going to guess?
I think it was Doritos.
Guess something anyway. Guess a flavor of Dorito. Let's get specific.
I think it was Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos. All right, let's find it in here, man. Sam, not that one. Although we do need to talk about that because you did it. Michelob Ultra.
It was early.
Oh, we should probably look at the names. Anderson, Jimmy Fallon, John Cena...
Lil Nas, Sam Elliott, Doritos, the Cool Ranch.
The Cool Ranch, dude. There it is. Look at that. This has 3.7 million views, dude. Because it's the Cool Ranch. He's got speakers as a saddle. Do you see this?
Of course he does. Why not?
It's Cool Ranch Doritos, dude.
Make your move, cowboy.
And then he just starts dancing. And don't they literally just play Old Town Road?
In the back, horse stock is attached. Head is mad at black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche.
You think that's actually Sam Elliott?
No fucking way.
Come on, man, right?
Nope.
You don't think so?
You ain't been up off that porch. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
What about that?
Nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
I'm really upset he got a grill, dude.
blade. Cheated on my baby. You can go and ask me. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
You don't think so? You think that's anyone real and period?
Yeah.
I mean, I do like when his horse dances. I do like the horse dancing. I like the horse dancing.
New Doritos Cool Ranch just got cooler.
I ain't dancing.
What did he just say? New Doritos?
New Doritos Cool Ranch just got cooler.
No, it didn't. They're so not new. They've been around forever.
No, man, they just got cooler.
You didn't change shit.
Look, it says right here on the package, more Cool Ranch.
Oh, my God.
You ever use the Sway app, dude?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. So that was a thing. Anything else? We miss some of these. Like, we miss, like, the Turkish Airlines. We miss the Tide Wonder Woman Charlie Day Gal Gadot ad.
What's that one?
I mean, we could, like, the Charlie Day ones, like, Tide tried to do what they did last year and have, like, a story.
Right.
It wasn't as good. No. They honestly could have just done the same thing again, and it would have been great.
Yeah.
I would have just loved
you
that.
You stuck it with the original. And just
if they would have just left it. Like, do you think Budweiser did Wazza Up only 1 year? Like, there's no way, right? Like, they did that until it was dead.
Yep.
Like, they could have got Charlie Day to do it, and then it would have been a tie dad. It would have been great.
Yep.
And, you know, they could have got different people each time. If they could get Gal Gadot and whoever else is in it, they could get Gal Gadot to do a tie dad, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed, because those ads were fantastic, you know?
Dude, watch the Hyundai Sonata.
What about what about Rick and Morty Pringles?
No. Watch the Hyundai Sonata one.
Hyundai Sonata, where's that one at? Right here?
Yeah, that one.
Chris Evans, John. Oh, this one, dude, this is so stupid.
This one was so
You're an
good.
Idiot for liking this. Guy. I want you to know this.
Hey, I just like that they have their Boston accents in.
He's not getting that car in there.
No, sir.
They don't really have Boston accents. You know that, right?
They both do. They're from Boston.
Yeah, but they don't actually have Boston accents.
They can pull it back.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there. Chris, stop being a smarty pants, all right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker.
All three of them are from Boston.
I believe that they're from Boston.
Or Massachusetts.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it. Foxborough. Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it and then unpacked it.
You unpacked it?
Kid.
Game changer.
That Sonata ain't got no driver.
This is totally off topic. Why is it that what's his name? Bill Ponderosa. What's his name in real life? John Krasinski. Why is John
Ponderosa?
Why is John Krasinski? Why is he why is he Jim in everything? Because I'm looking at Captain. I thought right now it's just because I'm watching The Office, but I'm looking at Captain America right here, and he's not Captain America. That's Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Why is this Jim doing a Boston accent?
I don't know. Because you lived with it for nine seasons?
I've absolutely seen Captain America more than I've seen Jim.
No way.
100%. You know how many times I've watched those movies?
Yeah, but it's instilled in you from your younger ages.
Young?
Yeah.
I was in my 20s when that show came out.
Younger than you are now, isn't it?
The Office was on the air the same time that the first Captain America came out.
Not the same.
What do you mean, dude? What do you mean? I will lick your bung.
It's all right. He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, you're getting packed there.
He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, why are there just a bunch of plates behind him?
Wicked smart.
This is a ghost car.
A better way to park. Only available on the all-new Sonata with remote.
I don't know why they went with that commercial, though.
For idiots.
They're just like,
for two people who are from Kansas who want to pretend they're from Boston.
From two people? One of them's from Boston, and one of us is not.
He was born in St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Boston, Massachusetts, John Krasinski. Chris Evans was born in Boston, Massachusetts. We got this man. And Rachel Dratch, born in Lexington, Massachusetts. I assume that's real close to Boston, right? Yeah, it's a suburb of Boston. By the way, they really couldn't get anybody better than Rachel Dratch.
I know. I don't really like her all too much.
And also, none of them have Boston accents.
No. Chris is the closest.
Yeah, but he still talks like without it.
Well, I watched this. You know, his brother is kind of famous, ish. No. What are you looking for?
I'm just going to look for a Chris Evans interview.
Well, yeah, no. Normally he doesn't.
Yeah, that's his voice.
Hey, are you going to listen to what I'm saying?
I got to start first of all.
His brother was kind of famous. So him, Chris, and his brother are on Jimmy Fallon, and they're playing like a game where one of them wears headphones, can't hear shit, and the other one tells... They try to match up stuff. Shut up.
You're laughing at Boston commercials. You're watching Jimmy Fallon.
Anyways.
Are you okay?
Shut up. He was with his brother, who he grew up with in Boston, Mass.
Okay.
And so at
What state?
During that fucking interview,
uh-huh.
His accent came out a little bit.
Let me just pull it up. That's what I love about YouTube. Chris Evans, Jimmy Fallon. How many seconds into this before Jimmy Fallon laughs fake?
Oh, no.
Here's how it works, okay? One of you will wear noise-canceling headphones while the other one answers the question. Then you'll take the headphones off, and we'll see if you're...
I've never seen this man before in my life. You said he's famous? Scott Evans.
Answer matches.
Only reason I've known him is because he's done interviews with Chris before together.
One is the number to beat.
Brutal.
I don't know if Scott, please put these on.
Oh, thank God.
All right, and I'll
start easy.
God,
make sure you can hear. Yeah.
No!
God.
Chris, what? Make sure you can hear.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? Chris, what would Scott be if he weren't an actor?
Okay, if he weren't an actor, it would be, I know this, it would have something to do with... police work. He loves
hints of it.
He loves detective shows and murder scenes, and it's morbid, but I think I do know for a fact
that's what he would love.
I actually know for a fact I'm going to get this right. Yes, it would have something to do with crime and him solving mysteries. I don't know how long it would last once he's on the crime scene.
Yeah, but why don't you just audition for one of those roles on TV?
But it's going to have I actually know I'm going to win this.
Okay.
I can't stand Jimmy Fallon.
I don't like him either, man.
He always sounds scared.
Yeah.
Always. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just enter an audition, man? Please don't hit me, Chris Evans. There was no boss accent.
Is Conan still your favorite?
Of the late night host?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Why? Who's the competitor?
Craig Ferguson.
Okay, well, yeah.
But Conan's been doing it so long.
Now.
Oh, well, then, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Craig's was the best.
He...
Agreeably.
It's hard to compare with Conan.
I like Letterman, too, honestly. I used to not. I do now.
What, you do like Letterman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Letterman's good. He requires some...
I can't stand Jay Leno.
Some
it's
pain.
Another Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Agreed. Graham Norton's
not bad.
What's that?
He's the British version of Late Night.
Where's he at? In Britain?
Yes.
I don't watch that.
It's funny. They get to drink. Mark Wahlberg got really drunk at a show one time. It was really awkward. Mark Wahlberg.
Have you seen, speaking of Conan and drinking, have you seen where he makes eggnog with Martha Stewart? Mm-mm. There's a scene where he just, pours some rum in, and then he just takes a big drink of rum. And he's like, that's real. Like, he didn't expect it to be real rum. And Martha's like, yeah, it's eggnog. Martha Stewart is like a gangster, dude.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
100%. Snoop Dogg respects her. I mean,
yeah, dude,
that's a level.
She's a gangster. I would not want to cross Martha Stewart.
I didn't watch what happened. I didn't read anything. All I saw was the headline. But apparently, Snoop Dogg's like calling out Gayle King or something like
okay.
that from NBC.
Okay.
For like talking trash on somebody black.
Gayle King's black, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it said, "Oh, Kobe." She said something about Kobe
okay.
that Snoop Dogg didn't like, and he was like, you better shut the fuck up or we're going to come after you. That was the fucking headline, minus
dude,
the word fuck. But
Snoop Dogg's a beat.
Yeah.
I love Snoop Dogg.
No, I just watched the 30 Rock episode where, I forget the name, but the Black Legion or whatever is going to come after Tracy.
Okay.
And try to kill him.
Okay.
Because LL Cool J's in it for some fucking reason.
Okay.
I'm like, that's not a thing. And then I saw that article. I'm like, maybe that's a fucking thing.
Dude, Snoop Dogg is the black Keanu Reeves. Everything he does is cool, and he's a cool guy. Right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was involved in a murder or two way back
when. Well, yeah,
day,
but you know, sweep that under the rug. All right? He's cool now.
Yeah.
He grew up hard.
He pays a dude to roll his blunts for him.
Yeah, dude, if you could pay someone to roll your blunts, wouldn't you?
No, I enjoy rolling blunts.
Do you really?
Yeah. A skill.
Even if you rolled as many as he does?
I rolled probably
you get
more
carpal
than he
tunnel.
Did.
There's no way Snoop Dogg rolled more today than you did over your entire career.
No, definitely not.
You know that Seth Rogen went over to Snoop Dogg's house and said that he couldn't keep up with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah. That's understandable. What I said was a joke. I definitely he did not roll more than me in my entire lifetime in one day.
He might have.
He did not.
Could come close.
No, he did not. No.
He might have.
No.
Well, he hasn't, technically, because he pays someone to do it.
Hundreds of blunts.
Well.
Hundreds.
You know he's partying with people right
now.
He's
not smoking more than 200 blunts a day. No fucking way.
Not by himself, but he might be puff-puff passing 200 of them, dude.
No fucking
way. Maybe.
No fucking way.
If you could if you could smoke a joint with Snoop Dogg, would you?
Yeah.
Who would be someone I could drink with? Like, there's no, like, alcohol. Like, alcoholism is so frowned upon. You know? Like, there's no one that's like, wow, he's a known drunk. That's so cool. You know? I mean, I would love to party with, like, who's the chew tobacco spit guy? Blake Shelton. Love to party with that dude.
There's that one comedian, I don't know his fucking name, but he always has a drink, and he always has a cigar, and he's older. Every time he goes on set, that would be a fun dude to drink with.
Oh, are you talking about that dude who used to tour Jeff Foxworthy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I like that'd be cool.
Yep.
That's a good pull. That's a good one. I could do that. What is his name, dude? Ron White. Thank you, Metis. Yep. Yeah, that's him, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I could do that.
That'd be fun.
Be great. We used to watch that comedy show, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
And it was Larry the Cable Guy. It was Jeff Foxworthy. It was Ron White. And there was another guy, Bill Ingvall.
Mm-hmm.
Those four dudes. And it was a DVD with their four sets. And it was Larry the Cable Guy first. And then it was Ron White. And then Bill Ingvall. And then Jeff Foxworthy. And we would watch it in school on days where, like, you know, they bring out the TV because they're not teaching today. And we'd watch that in school. But they would always fast forward through the Ron White set because it was too filthy.
That doesn't sound like something to watch in school.
Well, the guy's class that we watched it in, he was like the associate pastor of the church, and he was a Vietnam vet, and he had like three Purple Hearts because he took like four bullets in like his leg and his chest. And so when he didn't feel like teaching because he'd been shot and his wounds hurt, I think they're like, okay, dude.
You get a pass.
You get a pass today. They can watch it as long as you fast forward through Ron White.
I don't know. Yeah. I am not a big fan of the Jeff Foxworthy man because if you're a comedian and you have a catchphrase.
We have a catchphrase.
I'm done.
We got a catchphrase, dude.
What's that?
My catchphrase is bye, everybody, bye. I say all right.
You say that once an episode.
I say, what do you mean? That's my catchphrase, dude. What do you mean?
Yeah, but that's not intentional.
You know what your catchphrase is?
What?
Can I have another Coors Light, please?
That's fine. If you ever get to the point where you know you're a redneck win.
Yeah, but that's different. That's prepared comedy.
That's stupid.
I mean, I think that's kind of old-fashioned.
Also, the cable guy.
But Jeff Foxworthy was famous like in the 90s, though.
Both of them. Don't like him.
I guess it was in the 90s when I was watching in high school. It would have been early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Dude, that's like 20 years ago now, man. Kind of blows my mind. You know? My version of that is King's Harvard, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, and Bernie Mac. Yeah, see, I've seen that. I used to watch that on Comedy Central, but I used to watch it censored. Can you imagine watching that censored?
Sounds horrible.
That's back. Like, that was had so many bad words in it that they didn't, like, silence it. They used bleeps because it would be mostly silent. Yeah, dude. Bernie Mac, man. I remember him. He's dead. That's sad.
He did.
I forgot about Bernie.
He died
Mac.
In high school for me.
Yeah, he died like young, dude. Yeah, I remember that. It was weird.
I remember. I feel like there was a poster or something like that of him in my high school.
Like, I think he was weird. Like, he's almost like Kobe dying because he was like still working.
Yeah.
That's what's weird. Like, you don't expect someone who is still actively doing stuff to die. You know, well, Kobe's more, he's like an act of God death. Like, there's nothing you could do about that. But like Bernie Mac just died.
Yeah.
Like
diabetes.
I don't know, man. Why are you assuming it was diabetes?
Black.
I don't know, man. But I just remember like
wrong.
He was doing a show on UPN or whatever, and he was in all the Ocean's movies, and then he's dead, dude. It was weird. It's weird when that happens. Like when someone's dead, or when someone is working and they dead, you know.
Kobe shit still gets me, man.
Dude, it's act of God stuff, man. You gotta take every day as a blessing because tomorrow's not guaranteed.
That I've seen that so many places.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but yeah, it's horrible. It's true, but it's there's just nothing you can do about it, man.
What do we gotta talk about?
Nothing.
Laser tag.
You closed Laser Quest. Did you know that? So, we talked about it last Thursday. Laser Quest close February 17th after more than 20 years. Join us at Laser Quest Wichita before we're gone. After 24 years, we are closing our doors on Monday, February 17th, 2020. So, from today until February 13th, join us for $5 games per person per game. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Let's go, man.
No.
I want to go one more time. That place was my childhood.
We'd have to go next week. Like, Friday's the last day. No. You're right, it's not. It's Thursday's the last day. No, February 13th. Yeah, it's February 6th today.
They closed the 17th.
Yep, but it says from now until February 13th.
Well, yeah, but they're still doing 4 days of that non-promotion.
So you want to go on the expensive days? Is that what you're telling
I'm
me?
I'm going to be moving most of those days.
Well,
man.
We ain't going to go. Hallelujah. I didn't want to. So.
I
want to
go so bad.
Well, call Pinella. He'll go with
I
you.
I might call Bash and
Dude,
Kim.
Do it. If you call them and they agree, give me a call. I might go with you.
No, now you're not invited.
That's fine, dude. I would lose so bad. They would all shoot the fat kid. I'm a double target. Bash probably bends over and the lasers ricochet off his bald head. It's not fair, dude. Fight
you
Matthew.
Know what else closed in Wichita?
What's that?
Aeroplanes Brewing.
I saw that today, too. Didn't care.
What the fuck,
I mean,
man?
It's kind of surprising because, like, their beers are all over the place, but...
And they paid a whole shit ton of money for their branding.
Dude.
A lot.
It's Wichita. This
place they just closed out of nowhere.
It's because they don't make money!
It makes sense. They had a terrible location.
Well, also, no one leaves their house. You know where we eat, Spangles? Wendy's!
People go downtown.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
12 people go downtown. The only people who like to go downtown are the only people who talk about it. Everyone who doesn't say it never goes downtown.
I've seen way more than 12 people at Pump House.
I'm just telling you, man. Everyone who goes downtown brags about how they go downtown. So if you've talked to someone and they didn't immediately tell you, hey, I was downtown this weekend, they didn't go downtown. And that's the vast majority of people. Because all the stupid Wichita hipsters get in here and they flex that they go downtown. Well, you know what? You let Aerobrains Brewing close!
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I went downtown to drink. Can't remember. St. Patty's Day last year, maybe?
There's a lot of beer out there, too.
Yeah.
A lot! There's a lot of people
Aerobrains
brewing.
Aerobrains was in a lot of places, though.
Yes,
man.
But that doesn't mean anything. You can get anywhere with money. See, I think that's the great myth of retail, is that people think, oh, because it's everywhere, it must be good.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, that just means they paid a lot of money for that placement. That's all it is. Because you pay the grocery store, and you pay the liquor store to place your product in there.
Right.
And then you get money when they sell your product. Mm-hmm. That way, the liquor store don't care if it sells or not. They made your money.
Yeah.
They don't care. So... Just because they're in a lot of places don't mean people were drinking it. That's not how that works, man.
I never bought any of it.
No, me either.
I went there once.
Everybody buys, like a lot of people like to go to restaurants and order craft beers, but when you're at home, you get Coors Light. Like maybe you'll build a six pack, but then you get Coors Light.
Yeah. Like how's WBC doing it?
They got a restaurant. They got partnerships with Wichita Shocker Sports, man.
Yep.
That's a good point. They got all those revenue streams. They don't need beer revenue.
They got pizza.
They got pizza.
That's a good point. Aeroplanes didn't have shit.
Yeah. And how are their beers supposed to compete?
How's Norton's surviving?
Maybe it won't.
Probably won't.
Hopping gnome. Dead.
Is it dead?
I mean, I assume. You heard about it lately?
Yeah.
Of course, they don't have beers in stores. I think that's probably where it gets expensive, though. It's like, once you start putting them in stores, that's when it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Hopping
gnomes, there's this thing.
Norton's doesn't have them in stores either.
The Cotillion, it's like a brew fest or something like that.
You know who's putting that on? Wichita Brewing Company.
Yeah.
They're making the money. Stop killing local businesses. They suck. They don't survive here. Never. That's one of the reasons this place sucks, is because there's nothing cool, because all the cool things are locally owned, and nothing that's locally owned here survives.
No, because we're so goddamn spread out.
Yes.
That nothing...
Yeah.
Like, chicken and pickle is one thing, because it's so goddamn
close to
massive. You really think?
Absolutely it will.
Eventually?
It depends on who owns it. If it's the Stevens Mafia, it'll probably stay open forever. If it's some random person, it'll close. 100%. Everything cool closes, man. What's something that's really cool that you've been to that's been open for several years? That's not a large conglomeration.
Joyland.
Closed. It closed 6 or 7 times. Someone bought it, closed down. Then someone bought it, it closed down. Then someone bought it and closed down. Remember the Wild West World?
That was my point.
There's nothing. And there's a reason that, like, we don't have a Cheesecake Factory or a Topgolf or a Macy's.
We're getting a Topgolf. Not a Topgolf, but a ripoff of it.
It's called Middle Golf. That's not the same thing. It'll go out of business, 100%. 100% it'll go out of business. Because we don't need that. We've got All-Star Sports. They've got driving ranges. Same thing.
It's not the same.
It's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, but not the same thing.
We don't get those things. The reason is because all the market researchers that they paid to be like, will our restaurant survive there? They go, no. No, we will not. We will not sell enough Justin Bieber perfume to make a Macy's survive here. We will not sell enough cheesecake, so Cheesecake Factory survives here. We couldn't keep our TGI Fridays, dude! This place sucks. Sucks.
Yeah, but man, like $2 billion to renovate Riverfront.
That's right, man. It's gonna take a lot of money for that park. And then that's really going to help. If only that park was there, airplanes wouldn't have closed, man.
That's going to bring in so
much
revenue.
It's what it is. I'm
going to
be like, dude, tonight I really wanted to go drink at Aeroplanes, but there's just no friggin' park downtown. So I don't feel like it. If there was greenery, I'd go.
Some of my coworkers were talking about a casino that was apparently supposed to be put in downtown where Century 2 was.
Okay.
Like 10 years ago or something
like
that.
Yeah, we shut that down because we were too Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it got built out in Mulvane.
They were like, could you imagine what Wichita would be if we did that?
Yeah,
right,
my
now?
Parents imagined it. They said it would be it'd be what Mos Eisley is. Be a hive of scum and villainy. That's what they said it would.
The fucking casino.
That's what they said, man. I remember them voting that down. Huge deal. Not having that downtown. Homeless park, that's fine. People making money on roulette, that's the devil, mama.
Makes no sense, man. We live in a shit area of a shit country of a shit world, man.
I can't wait to leave. You literally said at the beginning of the show today that this is the golden age of America.
Well, it's come full circle.
Okay. All right. You want to talk about anything else?
Well, half circle.
I got
from golden age to shit and then back to the golden age.
I got this official document from the Directors Guild about the guidelines for nudity and sex in movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's brand new and agreed upon. So they said they have all these rules. Here we go, man. Let me see here. Where are the actual rules at? Okay. So it's got to be here.
It's with performers.
Working with performers, man. Stay focused on open communication, mutual respect, collaboration, emotional props such as humor, and unacceptable props such as drugs and alcohol undermine the integrity of the process. Set time aside to plan and rehearse intimate scenes. If you have an intimacy coordinator, include them at this stage.
An intimacy coordinator?
Yes. There should be no nudity or semi-nudity in the rehearsal, only once the cameras roll. Hey, April, what's up? Rehearsals need to be held in personal or professional spaces within working hours. Jot down your ideas and the groundwork for an open idea with the performers. Discuss the scene as a group. What's important to the character and where's the power? Talk through possible blocking before anyone touches anyone. Invite the no from the performers. Get everyone's consent. Ask about performer requirements that may not be in their contract writers. Make it very clear the performer can call stop if they are unhappy about the blocking. Don't give secret direction to any one individual about the practical mechanics of the scene.
Wait, hold on, back up. Make it very clear that a performer can call stop if they are unhappy about the blocking.
Correct.
So that means how the camera's shooting them.
Correct.
And if it's showing something they don't want to show.
Correct. Jesus. Leave embarrassment at home. Use proper biological terms for body part. Call a penis a penis.
Is that
don't joke around. If there is simulated sexual violence, you must involve stunt coordinator. Performers shouldn't grab someone and demonstrate what they're thinking. Similarly, a director should never act out what they want with a performer.
What?
Like, see, I read this, and I'm like, this all seems obvious. But clearly, they wouldn't do this if it wasn't necessary. And it makes me think, like, how weird sex scenes in movies are, right?
Plan movement, touching and kissing in advance. When kissing, there should be no...
Tongues.
Tongues?
Unless the performer and the director agree. Agree on sucking, nibbling, duration, pressure, and etc.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And then that was just rehearsal. So during filmings, they say brief the crew on what the scenes are about, highlight what behavior you expect, explain what support is available, ensure sets are closed, no mobile phones, strip the crew back to essential personnel, give performers a word or phrase they could use to indicate there's an issue during a scene, don't improvise physically on the day, use the plans you made. During simulated sex acts, performers must have barriers to ensure no genital contact. Robes are mandatory for all naked or semi-naked performers. They must stay on until the camera is rolling and must go back on when cut is called. Give direction when robes are on. Check that performers are okay after each take. In the morning, remind the crew about any closed sets so they can plan rigging, lighting, etc. It's not okay for performers to walk around nude between takes. The crew need courtesy too. Could coordinate crew positions considerably to help performers and crew feel safe. Brief assistance to treat everyone who's nude the same. Principals and day players alike.
Look, I know that she's naked, but you treat her like she's clothed.
Why are assistants there? They don't seem to be like essential personnel, do they? Where is my assistant with my Starbucks? She's not essential.
I need my dick pump, please. It's looking a little tiny.
It's people like you are the reasons we have these rules, aren't they?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And one of those rules... was where was it about the crew?
Every week we do this, and there's just something that I'm just like, if we didn't do this show, the world would be better. that was it on this show.
What are you looking for, man?
In the morning, remind the crew about any closed sets. It's okay for performance. It's not okay. The crew need courtesy, too. That one.
Yeah?
That's definitely a cameraman got a boner when he looked at fucking Margot Robbie naked.
I don't think that's what it
was. That's definitely what that rule is in there for.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Speaking of her.
Oh,
I'm glad
Margot
I brought her
Robbie?
Up. Because
okay,
yeah. I had an idea before the show of something I want to talk about, which might be a controversial statement.
Oh, no. We should have ended.
She's not that good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's pretty good looking.
Like, she's good.
Yeah.
I'll give her that, but she's not, like, hot.
Who is? Let me see if Britt's in the...
Olivia Wilde, that's a good one.
She looks like Margot Robbie.
A little bit.
Britt ain't here, you're safe. It's just your mom.
She's not that good looking.
Who is?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, dude, you can't compare her to a man. She's a woman.
Why not?
You can't cross genders.
There's no genders, man.
Clearly, Leonardo DiCaprio is prettier than most women. But that doesn't count.
There's no genders. I just wanted to bring it up. I watched your Hot Ones interview earlier tonight.
Okay.
I don't know.
did swim. That's true. I played The Sims today.
Played The Sims?
I did. I'm really mad about it because I made a cowboy and the dude I don't like is trying to get with me, and the girl that I do like doesn't. She friend zoned me, man.
Mm. It happens a lot.
It's hard to be my Sim, dude.
It's hard life in general. Why would you want to have a second one?
It's a great question, dude. Well, it's supposed to be better, but then it turned out to be just as awful as my real life. So, you know. But anyway, I don't know, man. I think Margot Robbie's plenty hot.
She's plenty hot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying not like gold tier level.
I don't know. You haven't given me any women who are gold tier, though.
I don't know. I put Shakira on that list after the fucking Super Bowl.
You were so drunk, man.
Jesus.
You probably couldn't even tell Shakira.
I rewatched it today.
If I got four Hispanic women pictures and I showed you, you would not be able to.
She looks like the white one.
Hispanic people aren't that dark. You do know that, right?
She does not look very Hispanic, in my opinion.
Most Hispanic people aren't that dark.
I feel like I could tell. I could tell.
I don't think you could.
All right.
I mean, there's no way for me to test it.
No.
You think Shakira's hotter than J-Lo?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
I'm not a big J-Lo fan.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know why she exists, really.
Because she's hot.
Yeah.
And she sings.
Not a great singer.
And dances.
An okay dancer.
Dude, I think you're letting a little bit of your dark soullessness come out.
Yes.
Because you're not giving me anyone who's better.
I'm not.
Which means that
I don't think there is.
You just don't feel it in your soul, and you expect that someone who's gold tier would make you feel it in your soul.
No.
And because you don't, they're not gold tier.
No, exactly.
When really you're the problem.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's
okay.
It. That's why I said it's going to be an unpopular opinion. It's probably only me.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's only you.
I think it's only me. I don't think there's a lot of other people that would agree that Margot Robbie's not that hot.
I know Pinella wouldn't. Isn't that like his number one seed?
I have no idea.
I think it is, dude. Remember that time he did that video as the Joker so he could impress her?
Did you see his newest thumbnail for his video?
Was it the one with the glasses?
No, it's the one with him where he photoshopped himself kissing Demi Lovato.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why? Is this video going to autoplay again? Okay, thank God.
It's not up yet.
Well, how did you see it?
Go to Twitter.
Look at this right here. What about that thumbnail?
Actually, no, it's on his Instagram. That's where I saw it.
Okay. Is he Nuova on there?
I would think. Number one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram, and I was like, what?
Have courage underscore be kind says, whoa there, calm yourself down there. And this one says, I effing love this thumbnail, and good S on the reacts, bro. I watched your newest one last night, and I'm really enjoying those. And then Mitch said, hey, that's my girlfriend, Madface. Can you guess what next week audio engineer react song will be from this thumbnail?
Yeah. At least he kind of knows that he went a little too far with it.
Why is the best Photoshop work he's ever done that?
Can I just take that and Photoshop a dick into his
Dude, if you don't, I'm going to be mad. If you don't, I'm going to be mad. Oh, my God, dude. What?
I can just imagine him texting that photo when I'm done with it.
What is this?
Really good job. By the time you saw Prankuru, he dashed into the brush.
What am I looking at?
Knows.
Who's
the guy who commented saying, so awesome, brother?
He's probably fake. Smash tourney.
Oh, there's more images. Okay. That's why.
This is some gaming thing in Wichita? So I'm building a big noodle? What is that? Dude, these videos suck.
He's stacking up that EP. That becomes the most goldfish I've ever game for you. And even if you don't mind those baby titties.
Did that guy just say, even if you don't mind those baby titties?
He's stacking up that EP. That becomes the most goldfish I've ever game for you. And even if you don't mind those baby titties.
Even if you don't mind.
That's what he said! What is the context of that?
Hey, that's definitely not what he said.
That is 100% what he said.
What I heard.
That becomes the most goldfish I've ever game for you. And even if you don't mind those baby cages, he's stacking up that.
I don't know what that was, man.
He's at a pedo conference. That's clearly what's going on.
Under the guise of a Smash conference, yep. It is a Smash conference. If you
this know. Is the most pathetic dinner I've ever seen. He has 5 pieces of asparagus and 3 pieces of rib meat.
That's pretty good.
You think that looks good?
I'd eat that. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Dude, he sent me that Little Mermaid meme with old Greg in it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that made me fucking laugh out loud.
You're so I don't know who you are anymore.
Dude, that made me laugh out loud. I wasn't expecting it.
Can we end?
Yeah.
I don't want to do a show with you anymore.
I'm good.
With being the Boston commercial and you watching Jimmy Fallon.
You know how mad I am that we didn't do a show immediately after I got back from Boston? Because I had a fucking accent, and it was really good.
Dude, you've said this before.
It was so good.
I had the flu or something, man.
I know, and I fucking want to kill you for that, because it was so goddamn good. And now I'm trying to bring it back, but it's not really working at all.
You know what? Thank God.
I fucking hate you for
it's
that.
Probably good.
It was good.
No, it's probably good. It's not on the show.
I did it to a fucking bartender there, and he didn't even fucking notice.
Yeah, but did you tip him? Guarantee you, he noticed
beforehand.
Was it a tourist bar?
It was a wine cellar.
Are you doing it right now?
I'm trying, really hard. It's not working.
It's not bad.
It's kind of subtle. I'm trying to do it more subtly,
right,
than it should be. If you're really trying to do it hard, you know. But it's the words like hard that kind of give you away pretty immediately.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna speak like me. That's the only thing I can do well, yeah, and I honestly can't even do that well. You call me a poser? Mm-hmm. To be me? How could I pose as me?
He poses you every day. You don't even know the real you.
That's probably true. I don't know what that means.
I know.
I know it's true.
That's why I said it.
I don't know enough of about
things to dispute it.
I don't know enough about stars to dispute it, man. I don't. Whatever. Okay, let's end. Let's get out of here. All right, chat. Thanks for hanging out. Bye. We're gonna
don't
leave.
Don't do anything.
Hey,
not on
oh,
social.
Hold on. Hold
don't
on.
Follow the things on the screen. Don't send us anything.
Are we doing a show Thursday?
Yeah.
You're moving.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Taking off all Wednesday, so I should be moved by then.
We're not doing a show Thursday.
We're doing a show.
Don't plan on us doing a show.
We're doing a fucking show.
We're not gonna do one. 100%. We're not gonna do a show. Okay. Let me rephrase. 90%. We're doing a show.
We'll be here next Thursday.
We will be
next Thursday. We will be here next Thursday. Thank you.